You're listening to the audio production of Just a Kiss, a Summer Harbor novel by Denise Hunter, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wendy Lanzel.
Chapter 1. Paige Warren checked her watch, then peeked around Miss Trudy's silver head for the dozenth time. Riley's plane had landed, and the steady stream of passengers moving toward Bangor Airport's baggage claim had begun to dwindle. Beau and Zach Callahan, Riley's black-haired brothers, stood just alike a few feet away, muscular arms crossed, broad stances, faces set as they scanned the unfamiliar faces. "Shouldn't he be here by now?" Paige fiddled with the ring hanging from her necklace. "Stop your worrying," Miss Trudy said. "He'll be out soon." Stop her worrying? She had done nothing but worry since the midnight call 3 weeks ago. Beau's words had sent her heart into palpitations, and it hadn't stopped racing since. Miss Trudy grabbed Paige's hand, stilling it. Only then did she realize she'd been frantically zinging the ring on her necklace back and forth. "You're about to drive me up the wall with your fidgeting." "I can't help it. I won't feel okay until I see he's okay." "He's coming home," Miss Trudy said. "It's going to be fine." "Yeah, but don't borrow trouble. Beau said he was in good spirits, and we should thank the good Lord he's coming home at all."
I know you're right."
Who would have thought when Riley left for Afghanistan 15 months ago, he'd be coming home in June? And like this. There'd been so many decisions and arrangements to make since...